This is the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best tips and strategies in the world to help you become a smarter, more effective tennis player. You'll hear interviews with Pro Tour doubles players and coaches, including easy-to-use lessons to improve your game and win more matches. My name is Will Bocek, founder of the Tennis Tribe, doubles strategy coach, and host of the show. Hey everyone, and welcome to the show. This is the first episode I've done in about a month, and I apologize for that. I've been really, really busy the last month. I've taken on probably too many projects, but I've been doing some strategy and scouting work for a pro doubles team, so that's taken up a lot of my time, and it's been a lot of fun, and I've learned a ton from it, so hopefully I'll be able to reveal some of that information that I've learned and some of that data with you in a future episode. But for today's episode, we're going to talk about the lob. In the past, I've had an episode on how to counter the lob, how to beat a team that lobs a lot, because that happens so often in club-level tennis. But today I'm going to talk about when and how to use the lob. So what I'll discuss is the lob return, when you should lob during a point, how to use the lob on defense versus offensive lobs, things like that. So to start, why should we lob in the first place? Why would we want to hit a lob in doubles? So as far as I can tell, there's really two reasons that we would want to hit a lob. They all kind of boil down. You know, any reason you might have might boil down to one of these two. The first reason is to buy yourself time. So maybe you have been taken by a serve way outside the court. They served wide in the deuce court, and you're on this full stretch, and you need to buy yourself time to get back in the court. So that would be one reason, if you just need more time. So you throw the ball up, it takes a long time to get back down, and during that time, you have you're able to recover and kind of get back into the point. The second reason that we might lob is if the opponents are crowding the net. So if you have a super aggressive server's partner on the other side of the net, or maybe a serve and volleyer who really crashes the net hard, or even if they return in volley, you will want to lob them because if they're crowding the net and beating you, obviously you've got to think of an alternative strategy. So those are the two times that it makes sense to lob. Maybe a third time would be just to kind of break the rhythm of a cross-court rally or something like that. If you feel like you're stuck in a rally that you are not in an advantageous position. Like last week, there was a match for me that comes to mind where I was playing mixed doubles against a guy who can out-rally me. So I was trying to get to the net. So I, at times, I threw the ball up kind of high to buy myself time to get forward into the net because I knew I would not win most of the baseline rallies against this guy. So that might be a third time, but those are the reasons that we should lob. So a few things about the lob. It's typically a defensive shot, so it's not going to be a primary pattern for high-level doubles. It can be for some of the lower levels, you know, when you're talking about 2-5, 3-0, 3-5 a lot of the time. You'll see matches where there's a bunch of lobs involved, and it can be a winning primary pattern at those levels, but if you really are looking to level up your game, get up to 4-0, 4-5, and higher, the lob is not going to be a primary pattern. When you watch the pros on TV, most points don't involve a lob. So just keep that in mind. It is typically a defensive shot. It can be an offensive shot if you are in the court and you're kind of under control. The scenarios where it's an offensive shot are probably going to be against an opponent that is crowding the net. So that might be, like I said, a serve and volleyer or someone who's poaching a lot, things like that. So in that case, it might be an offensive lob. So the first thing I want to talk about is trajectory of the lob. So should we be hitting our lobs really high, really low? In what scenario should we be using each? So Typically, what I like to do is hit a lower lob when I am kind of under control and I'm in the court. So this is more of an offensive lob. If the opponent hits a second serve and they're serving and volleying and getting to the net really quickly, maybe I'll hit an offensive lob down the line from the ad court to have the opponent kind of redirect. And it, sometimes it'll turn into a winner if they're serving and volleying. They can't get back and recover. So anytime I'm in the court, the opponents are crashing the net, then that might be an offensive lob, and I'm going to keep that a little bit lower. We want it to get past the opponents quickly. Because I'm in the court, because I'm balanced, I'm going to have plenty of control over this lob, so I'll be able to control the depth really well. Another time, I usually like to keep it lower, and this kind of depends on how heavy the wind is, but usually against the wind, I'll keep the lob a little bit lower. The reason for that is if you throw it up really high, the opponents can let the ball bounce, and it might even start moving backwards towards the net, so it'll end up being a really short overhead for them. So you still do, you know, at times need to kind of get it above the fence line so that the wind can knock it down if you're trying to put it several feet past the baseline and then have the wind bring it back. But typically, I'll keep them a little bit lower when I'm against the wind. So when do we want to hit higher lobs? So anytime we're on defense. The example I used earlier was a wide serve in the ad court. If you're on the full stretch, trying to hit a forehand to get back in the point, you want to throw that lob up as high as you can. Typically, that's going to be cross court or kind of to the middle of the court to buy yourself time, get yourself back in a defensive position to stay in the point. Another time to throw the lob up pretty high is with the wind. So if you hit it really high, and if you're with the wind, you can leave it pretty short in the court too. That wind will take it back towards the baseline. The opponent is going to have two options. They can hit it straight out of the air, and because you threw it up so high, that's going to be a pretty difficult overhead to time, or they can let it bounce. And if they let it bounce and you hit a lob with the wind, they're going to be hitting it from 5-6 feet, maybe even more, further back, because that ball is going to have momentum going back towards the fence. So again, when we're with the wind, throw it up really high, leave it short in the court. And if they start beating you on those overheads out of the air, then you can make an adjustment. But at most levels of tennis, people are going to let that bounce, or they'll just miss those overheads, taking them out of the air if you're able to throw it up that high. And then, like I said, on defense, so anytime we're outside of the court or maybe running for a ball back way back behind the baseline, just throw it up really high, buy yourself some time, get back into the point. So that's when I would think about using the higher trajectory on the lob. So there's two types of lobs that we might hit in tennis. One is the return, and then another lob might be during the point. There's going to be some similarities to each, but I wanted to start with the lob return. So when do we want to use this? The lob return is a really good tactic against a super aggressive net player. So if the opponent is poaching a lot, or if you just can't get the ball by them, you might lob it over them, over their head. Or if they just simply play super close to the net, even if they don't poach a lot, it can be a good tactic to get the server to stay back, have them hit a shot on the run. I'll talk about that a little more here in a second. Another time it's good to use a lob return, which I've already mentioned, is against a serve and volleyer. So I play in the ad court, and if somebody is serving and volleying, I like to return down the line every now and then, typically against a second serve, so I can time it a little better. And that will keep the opponent back. It will not allow them to serve and volley as aggressively as they usually would. So those are two times when using the lob return is a good tactic. From the deuce court, we want to lob down the line over the net player. And there's a few advantages to doing that. One is, assuming everybody's right-handed, the server is going to have a running backhand, which is typically not a great shot for most players. So they're going to have a backhand from deep in the court. A lot of times, if you do hit that lob down the line in the deuce court and you know it's already past the net player, they're not going to be able to hit an overhead. It's good to come forward behind that and really put pressure on that opponent who's hitting a running backhand. The other thing about the deuce court is that if you can get it down the line and the opponent is right-handed, they're going to have a backhand overhead. So let's say you aim for the singles line. They start in the middle of the service box. For them to hit an overhead, they're going to have to really shift to their left a lot if they're right-handed. And it's going to be kind of a difficult overhead. So they have a backhand overhead. Most players don't have that. So for that reason, you can actually leave this lob a little bit lower. Even if they do get to it, they're going to be stretching up for a high backhand volley kind of overhead. And most players don't have that. So you don't need to throw this lob up super high from the deuce court, assuming you have pretty good control of it. And the serve isn't too strong. That's typically why I like to lob against second serve so that I have a little bit more control. But lobbing is not one of my core strengths. So if you can lob against first serves, more power to you. So let's talk about the ad court. So in the ad court, we don't need a lob as often typically. The player at the net in the ad court is going to have their backhand volley in the middle. So they're probably A, less likely to poach, and B, less likely to hit a winner with their backhand volley, and C, they have less reach with their backhand volley. So typically from the ad court, you don't need a lob quite as often. What I like to do, like I've already said, is I'll do it against a serve and volleyer who is winning points against me. If they're serving and volleying and missing a lot of the volleys and I'm hitting good returns, I won't make any adjustments. But if they are getting to the net and beating me there, I will lob down the line against second serves typically to keep that server back in the court. The trajectory for this lob in the ad court, if the net player is poaching a lot, if that's the reason for your lob, you want to keep it kind of lower because they're already going to be leaning towards the center of the court. And if you throw it up real high, they're going to have plenty of time to recover for an overhead. But if they're not typically, you know, pretty aggressive, if that's not the reason you're doing it, you might need to throw it up a little bit higher. Again, it's all also going to depend on the wind and a few other factors that I'll talk about here in a second as well. So that's it for lob returns. Next, let's talk about lobs during the point. So when we're talking about lobbing in the middle of a point, there's a few things you want to think about. The first thing is how close are the opponents to the net? Obviously, if they're two up, we can lob to either side. Usually you want to lob over the player who's closer to the net. The other one is who's the shorter player? It's easier to lob over the person who's shorter. Which player has the better overhead? Which is the weaker player? Usually you want to lob over the weaker player. Where are their forehands? So if they're both right-handed, this is easy to figure out, and you typically want to lob over the backhand shoulder. But if one player is left-handed, they'll either have forehands in the middle, in which case you want to lob to the outside corners, or they'll have forehands on the outside, in which case lobbing over the middle might be a good idea. So think about that as well. Where's the sun? If you're playing outside and the sun is way up in the middle of the sky, throwing the lob up higher is going to make it more difficult. If the sun's trajectory is a little low or if it's not involved, then you don't have to factor it in. But if it is low kind of to the right for the opponents, maybe a lower lob might get in the sun a little bit and they might struggle with that. So think about that. And then I've already talked about the wind a little bit, but consider if it's a windy day, is the wind with you? Is the wind against you? Again, if it's with you, throw the lob up really high and let the wind kind of take it back deep into the court. If it's against you, then you can hit a more kind of normal trajectory on your lob or keep it a little lower. Typically for defensive lobs during the point, so if the opponent has me on the run, I'm on the full stretch, I'm not very balanced, or I'm way outside the court, a cross-court lob is going to be the best. The reason for this is you simply have more court to miss. If you're lobbing down the line and the lob lands 3 feet out, that same lob going that same distance, if you take it all the way across the court, and you can kind of imagine one of those protractors you used to have in second grade that where you would draw the circle with it. If you take that same ball and take it around a circle all the way cross court, that lob's going to land in now. So taking it cross court will give you more room to miss. So cross court is best for defensive lobs. Down the line is typically best for offensive lobs. Now, that is going to depend on, you know, who's the taller player, who's the better player, how close each player is at the net, things like that. But all things equal, down the line is a little bit better for offensive lobs because you're going to have more control over it, and the opponent is going to have less time to get to the ball. Hitting down the line is, like we said, a shorter path, so they're not going to have as much time to get to it. And then last thing I touched on already is just making sure you lob over the backhand shoulder of the opponent. So that is possibly the most important point I've talked about here today. Most players really don't have a good high backhand volley or backhand overhead. You see the pros hit them on TV, but at our level, we just don't have it. So if you leave the lob a little bit short, if they're hitting a high backhand, you'll probably be able to stay in the point. So keep all of those things in mind during the point when you're throwing up the lob. Hopefully this episode has helped you today. I'll leave everything in the show notes that I've talked about, so you can go to thetennistribe.com and click on podcast to find that. And if you have any other questions about the lob or any other tactics that you like to, or scenarios where you like to use the lob, definitely reach out and let me know. I'm always interested to hear what y'all think and hear from listeners. So thank you for all the support. I'm going to start doing more episodes here soon, so you'll be hearing from me a lot more often. I apologize again for the long time off, but I will talk to you in the next one. If you're a doubles player, you'll love our weekly doubles newsletter. Every Thursday, we send you doubles tips and strategies to help you improve your game and become a smarter player. When you sign up, you'll get a free 10-page guide on how to play with more confidence and dominate at the net in doubles. You can go to thetennistribe.com to sign up now.